welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on their journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Oh my gosh. Guys, we are in 2024. We are in season 4 of the Godly Woman Podcast. This is so amazing and incredible. What an incredible journey it has been so far. Like, I'm so happy to be back. I hope I sound refreshed because I am. I'm definitely refreshed. I totally enjoyed my little sabbatical, my time away, which was anticipated and was definitely needed. As you all know, when did I announce that? Probably in July or maybe before that, I announced that, you know, in August of 2023, I was going to take a break, which I did. And I'm so happy that I did. And I want to encourage you guys, you know, take breaks. It's important because your body needs it. It really refuels you. It energizes you. And it causes you to, well, for me, reflect, to think, to thank, and to really praise God for how far He has really brought me on this podcast, on this journey. And it's a new year. I'm so excited. Guys, 2023 has been one of the years that I will never forget. It has taught me so much about myself. And probably because I turned 30 in 2023, right? I remember anticipating it, not knowing what to expect because, you know, you're 20, you're in your 20s. It felt like I was in my 20s in forever. Like, seriously, my 20s felt like 30 years in one, but I was anticipating it. And then I turned 30 in 2023. And it has been a huge milestone for me in terms of my growth. I have seen so much growth with the way that I think, guys. If I only begin to explain the work that God has been doing in my mind, in my body, in my heart, with my soul in 2023, like, it has been amazing. Things that used to shake me or cause me to be angry or sort of like, you know, there are certain things that shake your faith or cause you to be emotional or throw you off balance. Like, God has made me so much stronger, and I'm looking at certain things that would have upset me in the past when things didn't go my way. Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, God has really done an awesome work in my life. I feel like my faith has been strengthened. And it started off 2023 for me. I'm going to be doing a lot of reflecting. And side note, guys, ladies, I am going to be, this episode is just going to be me chatting about what I've learned while on my little break and talking about, you know, things about life and the growth that I've seen in my life. And also, I'm going to be encouraging you guys. So if this is something that you'll be interested in, it's just going to be a quick chit-chat, a life update, if you will. And yeah, we're just going to be chatting today. I am also very excited for the season. And I apologize if this episode is just going to be all over the place. I'm just honestly kind of getting used to being back on the podcast because I've been away for months. How long that was? 4 months, right? From September to December. Now we're in January 2024. And I am getting used to what it feels like to podcast again. So bear with me, please. But so I was talking about, the growth that I, or the beginning of 2023. So the beginning of 2023, it started off okay. And then some disappointments here and there, but even through the disappointment, my faith grew and my trust in God grew. And it's amazing because when you think of a diamond and the process that a diamond or even gold will have to go through, right, it is a difficult process. It passes through heat and all of those things, but at the end of it, you get something beautiful. And I feel like that's what God has been doing in my life from 2023, going through different changes, different disappointments, and praising God through it. Sometimes the tears would come. Sometimes the depression would come. The anxiety came and all of that. But God has been so faithful. And God has just been encouraging me so much with scripture verses. You guys know, like, for those of you who listen to the podcast in 2023, in season 3. And you all know when I'll be talking to you guys and I'll be like, You know, this scripture came to my mind, and I haven't read it since I was probably like 12 years old. You guys know, and God has been so faithful, and he has been constantly speaking to me through his word, through these scriptures, that I felt like I forgot it was right there. And it reminds me of what the word of God says, right? His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And that is so, so timely, that his word could be alive and living. And his word is so powerful, guys. And that's why it's so important to be constantly in the word of God, that the word of God could be a part of our lives. And that's what I have been doing as well. So before I jump on that, let me just continue with how 2023 has been. So yes, mixed with some disappointments and all of that, but at the end of it, God has strengthened me so much. And even after it, God, I remember, I'm not going to go into detail, but I remember this particular situation where I was hoping and praying for something, and God told me, no, that is not what I have for you in this season. And you guys know in season 3, I spoke a lot about when God says no and all of those things. And those things are, like, this podcast is literally a reflection of my life and where I would be in different seasons. So I pour from my life experiences. I pour from the different seasons that I am in, right? So God would have told me that, no, this is not for you in this season, right? And I would have trusted in God. People around me were telling me, go for it, go for it, go for it. But I wasn't listening to the other voices. I was listening to the voice of God. And God said, no, don't do certain things, right? And so I listened to God, and I didn't do, you know, something that could have resulted in me, you know, being in a certain position and stuff like that. And I listened to God, and God opened more doors for me. Isn't that crazy? Like, something that you feel like you want, and then God is like, no, and then you obey God, and then God opened a door for you, and you realize, but wait, if I had said yes to this, then this other door would not have been opened. And this other door was greater than the first door. I'm kind of paraphrasing, just not to go into too much detail, but what I'm saying is that trust God. When you desire something more than you desire God, that is when the enemy can come in and tempt you and get you to fall. I'm looking at a show right now. It's called The Gilded Age, right? Gilded Age, it has season 1 and season 2. And you all know how hard it is to find a good series to watch, right? This one, it doesn't have any cursing in it, at least not from my recollection, or any vulgar nudity and stuff like that. Or if it does, it's very, like, limited, but I can't remember seeing any of that. But anyway, so I'm looking at the series Gilded Age, and there's this guy, his name is Oscar, and he was so bent on getting money, right? He was so bent, he wanted to get married so that he could come into more wealth. Now, he's wealthy, but he wants to come into more wealth, right? So he tried it with one girl. It didn't work because her father blocked it. Then he tried it with another girl, and he thinking like, wow, this girl is wealthy. So if I get married to this girl, then I could, you know, inherit some of her wealth and stuff like that. So he's going after this girl only to be scammed off of a lot of money. Didn't give like a figure of how much money, but I'm thinking millions, right? Scammed out of millions of dollars from this girl. So this girl was a scammer, essentially. He invested his money, so-called invested, and lost it all because of his greed, because of that desire. When we desire certain things above God, when we desire things, material things, anything that could be above God, that is when we find ourselves in problems, right? The enemy is going to come in, and he's going to take that desire and literally destroy us. So I'm saying that whatever it is that you want, make sure it is in alignment with the will of God for your life. Make sure it is in alignment with what God wants for you, and not necessarily what you want for yourself. Because a lot of times we think we want things because of the fact that we want to be happy, right? You wake up and you're thinking, wow, I want to be happy. And you go after these things in the whole mindset that you need to wake up and fix your life because your life has to mirror this image that you have for yourself because this is what is going to make you happy. And we believe that lie, right? Guys, listen to me. Sometimes the simplest things in life is what can bring us joy. We need to get away from this searching on social media and seeing these fabricated lives. And who knows, maybe it's real. But guess what? You are living in your reality. Find things every day to be grateful for. So this is just an encouragement for you guys. This was just how my 2023 went. Started off with some disappointment, but God was able to open bigger doors for me, and I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for it. So even though 2023 was bittersweet and had some tears shed, but God really, really spoke to me in such a unique, that's what I love about God. He spoke to me in such a unique way, in such a still small voice as well. And I'm so grateful for the relationship that I would have built with God in 2023. And I know for sure it's going to grow and blossom even more in 2024. And you guys are going to benefit from that, because I don't gatekeep and I don't hold anything back from you all. I share and I pour my heart and my soul into this podcast. I pray for you guys, and so you guys can expect that. So that is how my 2023 went. Now we're in 2024, and I want to talk about the break actually. So I went on this break from August, and I have been spending so much time with my family. My son Judah, he is 2 years now. He's 2 years old and how October and 3 months. Yeah, he's 2 years and 3 months in on the 19th of this month, he's going to be 2 years and 4 months. So, wait, what am I? Oh, yeah, he's going to be 2 years and 4 months. Yeah, but I am just so I'm just so happy that I got to spend time with my family. I got to grow in my faith a lot, and I'm so thankful for that. I was so intentional for the most part. I did slip here and there, but for the most part, I've been really intentional about letting my day be surrounded by God, be surrounded by the presence of God, literally building my day with God. So that looks like playing worship music. It looks like me waking up and trying not to check my phone on mornings, but at least waiting an hour or two, spending time with God, talking to Him, praying, reading the Bible, doing, you know, all of that before I just rush and check my phone. Some of us, we have this habit of just checking our phone first thing in the morning, and I'm guilty of that too. But what is cultivating a relationship, a lifestyle with God really looks like? So that those are some things that I have been doing during this break. I really wanted to start reading the Bible in a year, but then I realized sometimes we could hold ourselves back by thinking that we need to read the Bible in this specific way. So I've been really letting go of my grip of the need to read the Bible in a year. I already read the entire Bible in a year already. So I just said already twice. Anyway, so I'm trying something new. I'm going to be really praying and asking the Holy Spirit to lead me in terms of what I should study next. And also doing some research as well on books based on different seasons that I'm in. I'm currently reading Romans right now, so that has been a lot. I read Titus and Amos and a few books here and there, but I haven't been like focused on reading in a chronological order or anything like that, just letting the Holy Spirit lead, which looks so different because sometimes you think about the Holy Spirit lead as one way, but honestly the Holy Spirit could lead us in by so many different ways. So sometimes, for example, I'm listening to a YouTube channel or a podcast, and they would mention the scripture, or they would talk about this book, and I'm like, wow, that is so timely based on what I'm going through. And then I would go and read that book, and it would minister to me. So the Holy Spirit really works in such a dynamic way, which I love. I love that so much. So those are some things I've been up to. God has been teaching me so much during my break. And one thing that I want to share with you guys is this. I can't even remember where I heard it, but it said, the slower you go, the faster you go. And that has been, that stuck with me from since I at the moment when I went on the break from this podcast, that stuck with me. The slower you go, the faster you go. And it doesn't really make sense when you first hear it, right? It's like, what do you mean the slower you go, the faster you go? But let me break it down for you guys. It's like this. When you're thinking about doing something, you go, you do research about it, and you get all these different ideas, right? And you're like, wow, I need to get this thing done now. And then you end up not doing it. Okay, think about losing weight, for example. Oh, I need to mention I also started exercising. which is something that I've been procrastinating doing since giving birth to my son. But yeah, I started exercising, fell off a bit, but we're going to keep going on track with that in Jesus' name. But yeah, so this is why you go the faster you go. Think of exercising. When you want to lose weight, you could get in a frenzy of looking at all these YouTube videos and thinking, I need to only eat, I need to only drink water for like 20 days or all these different diets because you want to lose this weight quick, fast, right? You want a quick fix. And guess what ended up happening? You look at 50 YouTube videos. Maybe you start for the first week, the second week, and then you fall off. Why? Because you try to go fast and then you end up going fast. No way. Baby steps, taking it slow, one day at a time. Sometimes people say, oh, you want to lose weight, so you want to exercise. Every single day I'm going to exercise. That may work for somebody, but honestly, for most of us, starting slow is what is going to really keep us consistent and persistent. Remember, when you're trying to create, you want something to be a part of your life, right? When you want something to be part of your life, your daily routine, you need to take it slow. Because think about yourself at 60 years old. Think about the fact that what you are doing now is something you would want to continue for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. And if you think about it and you're like, okay, no, I can't do this, then maybe you should scale back a bit. No, I'm not saying that sometimes you can't go hard. Like there's this thing called 75 hard, where you just go hard for, I think I'm probably mixing up the number. Maybe it's 65 days hard. I don't know. I forgot. But certain things, you could do it fast in a short space of time. So maybe you could say, all right, I'm going to be disciplined for 3 months so that I could lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds. And then I'm going to go less. So I'm going to probably go to the gym less. But and it all comes down to you and your personality and all of these things. Like these things are not hard and fixed, right? They could be moved around according to you and your personality. But for me and for a lot of people, sometimes taking it slow is what really helps us to be consistent because we want exercise and we want prayer, we want fasting, we want whatever it is to be a part of our life. So for example, guys, I told you all I'm doing this devotional. I told you guys I wrote a devotional literally with a pen in a notebook and I'm typing it over. It's a 90-day devotional so far. And I'm not gonna tell you guys the name of it, but I'm so excited. But guess what? I am on page 66 right now. I'm on page 66. Like and you all know how much I showed you all some a little sneak peek behind the scenes of how I was typing it. And I was probably like on day 3 when I left. I was literally like on day 5 or day 3 or something when I went on the break. And now I'm on day 66. And by the time you all hear this part, this episode, I might be like, I don't know, on 70 or probably more. And you all know what my recipe is for really like reaching so far. The slower you go, the faster you go. So instead of me thinking, I need to type up 90 of these devotions in one day, in 2 days, in a week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one a day. And I've been consistent, except being on the Chris on during Christmas time, because I had some cleaning to do and baking and cooking and all of that. So I kind of fell off. But then I started right back. One devotion a day I would type. And now I'm on 66 devotions. The slower you go, the faster you go. Same thing with studying. Sometimes you think, oh my God, I need to study biology, HSB, chemistry, everything. No, make a plan. And that's what I wanna share with you guys before I go. Oh my God, I am so excited for guys. This season is going to be epic. God has been teaching me so much. And I'm so excited to share it with you all in this season. I know it might be a little strange hearing, like, you know, podcasts these days is like visual videos and stuff like that. And I'm getting there. I'm working on trying to get this podcast on YouTube sometime. I can't promise it will be in this season or the next season. Maybe not. Keep praying for me. I'm working on it. I'm putting some things together. I'm going to try to show up on video more on Instagram. So if you're not following our Instagram page at the Godly Woman Community, please do so. I also do Bible studies in our Facebook group, same name at the Godly Woman Community on Facebook. So y'all could look out for that. So I'm going to be doing some Bible studies and I'm going to try to show up more on Reels on Instagram and all of that. And I'm hoping that one day we can have this podcast on video, but for now you guys have to bear with me and hear my voice. And honestly, for me, I don't really look at podcasts. I tend to listen podcasts, but for those of you who like looking at podcasts, I apologize that it has to be only audio for now, but trust me, the quality and the content that you are going to get from the Word of God and from what God is going to pour for me, like, I'm so confident in God and the work that He's going to do in this season. Like, it's definitely going to be worth it, so bear with me, and I hope that it's not too much trouble. But I'm excited for this part, for this season of the podcast. I'm confident. I'm so conscious about showing up for purpose, showing up for my purpose, and keep being consistent no matter what. As well as I'm going to be sharing some things with you, creating like systems. So I was talking about the slower you go, the faster you go. I created a system in order to be disciplined. These are some things. Let me just mention some things because I realize my time is soon approaching, and you guys know I like to really be mindful of people's time. Like, you guys know this podcast is usually half an hour long, and I'm seeing I have like 9 minutes left. But I really wanted to share this with you all. These are some things that I've been learning. So the slower you go, the faster you go. I've also been learning about faith, discipline, gratitude, and enjoying the now. So I did the slower you go, the faster you go. I'm just going to touch a little bit on faith because I'm going to be having an entire episode talking about faith. You do not want to miss it. Stay tuned. But all I'm going to say is that faith is the foundation of our life as believers. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that is in the Word of God. And that is the year that I'm going with for this podcast, for my life, for 2024. Faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Guys, I'm going to do a deep dive on faith. You guys need to stay tuned for that episode because it's going to be fire. Fire, fire, fire. And it probably might be a Bible study or it may just be a message. But trust me, God has been downloading a lot in my spirit concerning faith. And He's like, faith is what is going to get us through this season of 2024. That is the word for 2024. Faith for this podcast, for my life. And I hope it's your word as well. Not just for this year, but for your entire life, right? So God has been talking to me about faith, discipline. God has been speaking to me so much about discipline. God was like, I was telling God all these things that I wanted to accomplish, right? Like, losing weight and finishing this book. And I'm talking to God, and God is like, the reason why you aren't able to accomplish these goals is not that you are incapable of doing it. It's not that anything is wrong with you. It's because you lack discipline. And I was like, mind blown. And He was like, you lack discipline because you lack systems. When you don't have systems in place, it is very challenging to be disciplined. Right? So this book, the system I have in place, every day I'm going to do one type of one devotion. Right? That is basic. It's just simple. I'm just going to do one a day. I'm typing it up. And the discipline I have with this podcast, the system I have is, okay, when I have free time, when my son is taking a nap, when my husband is looking at Judah, I am going to get that time and I'm going to record this podcast for you guys. If I could record one or two batch records so that I'd never miss a week. That is the system that I have in place so that I am disciplined. Like, discipline doesn't just happen just like that. Discipline is a result of what goes on behind your daily habits. There's this book. What's the name of this book, boy? It's such a popular book. Habits. Ugh, I forget the name of it, you know. But I actually started reading that book on habits. I'm going to find it for you guys. Or probably might. Okay, let me find it and then I'll come back. Okay, so I'll probably post it on Instagram or something because I'm seeing here like I did not put on my hotspot. Or maybe I might find it before the end of this episode. But anyway, so there's this book on habit that I was reading. And it basically talked about creating systems and all of that. So. And then God was like reminding me of all these things, so bringing these things up as well. So discipline is definitely a reflection of the habits that we have and the systems that we have in place to ensure that we are disciplined. So those are some things that God has been showing me, and He has been showing me the story of Jesus fasting in the wilderness. I know I'm kind of like all over the place, and I'm probably gonna do some episodes on these things here that I'm mentioning here and there. These are just like to whet your appetite, right? So I'm probably gonna do like a deep dive on this episode, but I'm just gonna touch on it because it's so important. So Jesus was fasting in the wilderness, and this is like my what I call code for life, right? Maybe it might change, maybe I might add some things, but it's just so not basic, but simple, I should add, that God was showing me. So having a clear purpose, Jesus went in the wilderness. Why? Oh, sorry, the name of the book is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Atomic Habits by James Clear, right? That's the book on creating habits and being disciplined and all of those things. Started reading it, didn't finish it. But so Jesus went to the wilderness to fast. He had a clear purpose. What was his purpose? To spend time with God, to die to flesh and be more empowered by the Holy Spirit. He had a clear plan aligned with his purpose. What was the plan? He went. What was the plan aligned with his purpose? Right, he has a purpose. Yeah, he have a clear plan aligned with his purpose. What is he going to do? He's going to the wilderness. He's going to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, and that is what he's going to do, right? The next thing, unwavering and unmovable faith. He had unmovable faith, and the plan, the clear plan aligned with purpose, is where is he going to fast in the wilderness? Why would he fast in a wilderness? Less distractions. He isn't going to be tempted to eat food. He is gonna have to walk like miles and miles before he even gets any food. So it's kind of like setting yourself up to be successful. When you think about discipline, when you think about achieving goals, when you think about achieving your purpose, you want it to be something that sounds enjoyable or something that is easy to do. When I was listening to this podcast and the person was saying that he's gonna hire a lazy person to do a job, right? He preferred to hire a lazy person to do a job because the lazy person is going to find an easier way to get the job done, which makes sense. Why would you, if something sounds hard, you are less likely to do it. If something sounds difficult, you are less likely to do it. That's why you need to know yourself. If you are somebody who find it difficult to get tasks done, then you need to find a system that works for you, because you're never going to get anything done if you just talk about it and think about it but never put a system in place, right? Jesus' clear purpose was to fast. His clear plan was to do it in the wilderness. Why? In my opinion, it's easier in the wilderness to fast. Unwavering and unmovable faith. He had so much faith that God was going to keep him. Works and results. Right, I'm going to go in depth with these things, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. Those are some things I've been up to. I know it has been a mouthful. I feel like I've been rambling for so long. I guess it's because I'm so excited to be back with you all. I hope that this episode has been a blessing to you guys. If it has, please send me a message on Instagram, on Facebook. Comment on this or share a review or rating on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you are listening to this podcast. It's great to be back. I want to encourage you. I want to empower you. And I want this season to be where I inspire you to show up for yourself. Show up for yourself the best way that you can. Show up for your purpose the best way that you can. And let's do this together. I know being a believer could be so challenging, and that's why I created this podcast. So that it's going to be a safe space where we really talk, reflect about the goodness of God. We encourage each other. That's why I even have the Godly Woman community, so that we can do that as well through our Bible studies. And I have some things that are, you know, I keep thinking about and I'm praying about, but at the same time, I'm being mindful of what I taught you guys, right? That sometimes you want to do so much and you end up doing nothing because you don't have a proper system in place. So maybe I might need to bring in more help. If you are actually listening to me and you would like to volunteer to help with this podcast in any way, maybe I don't even want to say as an intern, but as someone who would like to assist this podcast in any way, I'm not talking about financially. I already told you guys this podcast is not for making money or any of that. It's just to share the word of God. But I'm thinking about having daily devotions and stuff like that. So if you think you can assist me in any way with this podcast, then you can always shoot me a message and I'll be happy to work with you guys. Because sometimes you realize that, yeah, you need extra help. Thank you guys for listening to me rambling if you made it this far. But I know in somewhere in all that ramble, you got something that inspire you and motivate you to keep going. I'm excited for things that are coming up soon. Keep me in prayer. Keep this podcast in prayer. And I'll always be keeping you, my sisters, in prayer. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This break has been a lot, but it was needed. And I'm happy to be back. Stay tuned for the next episode. Bye, guys.